What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our monthly update with the James River Valley Library System, we have Library Director Joe Rector. And Joe, welcome back to our show.
Hi, Warren. It's great to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much for taking time. It's always appreciative that you're stopping by and getting us informed, because two libraries and that big reach you guys have, it's kind of hard to sometimes keep track of all that. So it's nice that you stop by and get us up to speed with that.
It is. I have to work at it full time just to figure out what's going on.
There's a reason they have a director, right?
That's right. And Joe, there's a reason I have a lot of great staff people as well.
For sure.
So we're so happy to do the things we're doing, particularly here in this holiday season.
Well, and you bring it up right away, Joe. We'd love to talk about that. Everybody's kind of busy for the holidays, and we'd love to hear what's happening at the library for the holidays for you guys.
You bet. For several years, we've had a mitten tree at Alfred Ickey Library, and many of you have been part of that outreach to our community. You know, a lot of people in our community need winter clothing, and particularly children who outgrow their clothes so quickly. I know as a father myself that these types of apparel don't last very long. This tree is donated with new or gently used mittens, gloves, hats, and scarves. They're donated by our patrons. People put them up on the tree. Then we donate these items to charitable organizations serving those in need in our community. And so this tree is going to be operating. It's going to be up until January 7. So bring any donations of gently used mittens and warm apparel for children or adults.
Awesome. And seeing how it just gets decorated with mittens and those warm apparel over the course of this time is so great. And Mitten Tree, get involved with that. It's always great to see that is set up at Alfred Ickey Library, like Joe said. Any other things, Joe, that you guys are doing to help our community?
Well, in January, we're doing a program called Food for Fines. If you owe fines on something, you can be forgiven by bringing a non-perishable food item or a new personal care item, such as soap or toothpaste. This is a great way to help people in need in our community, and it doesn't really matter how much you owe. You could owe 10 cents or you could owe $10. We will still forgive that fine if you don't to this Food for Fines. So again, we donate these items to local charities. Food for Fines lasts the whole month of January. And even if you don't owe fines, if you would kindly reach out at that time. You know, a lot of charitable organizations get extended to the max during the holiday season, and then there's sometimes a lull in giving. So that's why we do it at this time.
Well, you know, obviously the food is great, the non-perishable and the hygiene items, but some people it gets very tight around the holidays as well. And they see, oh no, another fine or another thing I need to pay. It's nice to know that the library is willing to forgive that for a simple donation.
Exactly.
Joe Rector, again, library director here on Let's Talk About It. So we've talked about the Mitten Tree and the Food for Fines. How about the Library of Things at Stutzman County Library, Joe?
We're getting new Library of Things cabinets installed. That should come this month, and it comes from generous donations from our community. We raised almost $19,000 through the Friends of the Library last year, and we're really thankful for that. Our Library of Things collection is expanding. Right now, we have puzzles and games, which are really useful for the winter, for Christmas break, etc. But this winter, we'll be adding things that we've already purchased, kitchen items such as a food processor, a spiral cutter, and a vacuum sealer.
And now remind people again, Joe, the Library of Things, if you haven't heard of this before, will allow individuals to come and simply check out those items for their use.
You'll be able to check them out, give them a try. Maybe you're not sure if you want to buy something, or maybe something like a spiralizer you don't need very often. Yeah. Come check it out. It can save you a lot of money. Plus, it saves you space in your kitchen. Now, we're also adding scrapbooking items, quilting and crocheting items, and craft kits that contain books telling you how to do each craft. So if you want to learn a skill such as embroidery, you'll be able to come. We should be getting those out in the next couple months.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that and talk more about that. And speaking of crafts too, Joe, this was something you were telling me a little bit about, a cricket machine. And we're not talking about those little noisy critters that we hear during those warm summer months, right?
Right, that's right. We have ordered a cricket machine for patron programs and other patron in-library use, meaning you could come to the library and use it. It's a little bit too expensive for us to send that out and let people actually check it out, but people will be able to do projects in the library. For those of you who aren't familiar with Cricut, and I include myself in that, I've never seen it working. I've just found out about it from my great library employees, but it's a die-cutting machine that cuts intricate patterns in paper or vinyl, and it's useful for scrapbookers, for teachers, and for people who enjoy a variety of crafts such as card making. So you'll be able to come into the library. We hope that it will arrive sometime after Christmas, and you'll be able to use it there in the library for a small fee for the different tasks that you're doing.
Well, it's probably going to be used quite often because, like you said, some of these crafters, a very expensive piece of equipment like that, maybe can't afford it themselves, but nice to know we'll have that in our community that we can utilize that.
Yes, absolutely. That's the kind of thing we want to be able to provide for people at our library. Library is not just about books anymore. It's about a whole community experience.
So we've talked now, Stutzman County Library, Joe, how about improvement projects at Alfred Dickey? Obviously, as old of a building as that is, I'm sure there's constantly need for improvements everywhere.
We do have needs, and we received a recent generous donation to upgrade the shelving in the meeting room. Currently, we have a hodgepodge of different styles, different colors, etc. The shelving will be expanded in matching styles, and it's being done in honor of Madeline Bellows, who used to live in Jamestown, was a longtime resident. So we believe the shelving will be ready this month.
Very exciting. Joe Rector again, library director here on Let's Talk About It. And I know, Joe, at the beginning of the summer, which it's hard to believe it's been almost a whole half year since we talked about this, but we talked about programming returning to the library. How has that been going, and how has that expanded for you guys at the library?
Yes, we were able to re-add children's programming when the school year started, and then we added adult programming in October. So we have an adult winter reading program coming up this January. We have prizes, including a grand prize, so that's going to be a really nice program. Check our website after January 1st for the details. Website is jrvls.org. You know, we usually think of summer reading program for the kids, but we're doing a winter reading program for adults. So it's just something that you can participate in along with a lot of other members of our community. A couple other adult programs. On January 11, we're doing how to make hot cocoa bombs. And this, again, was something that I had never heard of before, but I'm assured it's a popular thing, hot cocoa bombs. And that sounds like a very delicious way to experience cocoa. So that's January 11. And then bleaching shirts on January 25.
Very fun.
So these are things you can sign up for online, jrvls.org. And then, of course, we have our story times. We have Facebook story time on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. In-person story time on Thursdays at Alfred Dickey Public Library, 10 a.m. And that will restart in the new year because today was our last day of in-person story time due to the holidays this year.
Excellent. Yeah. And of course, like you said, jrvls.org, the place to go for more information and to check the calendar. The newly renovated website also looks very nice, too. Joe, this is another thing we like to do. You've brought in book references before. You've brought in and highlighted even some local authors with this. We wanted to switch it up a little bit, and this may be even news to some people. The library also rents out movies and DVDs, and you wanted to highlight some of those.
Correct. We have a lot of movies on DVD that people can check out. It's free, just like everything else that we offer. This time I've decided to feature three older movies. Usually I talk about some nonfiction books because nonfiction books are super, super interesting, but they also circulate a little bit less than fiction. And so I like to highlight those. But these are three older movies that might have flown under your radar. Librarians like to make recommendations, and I'm no exception, so here we go. One of my favorite movies is Hunt for the Wilder People. Now, for those familiar with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Nurse Ratched is the villain who controls the lives under her care. But in Hunt for the Wilder People, this is set in New Zealand, and it's the story of a preteen orphan boy named Ricky. Now, Ricky repeatedly flummoxes a Nurse Ratched-like social worker trying to return him to a care home. In fact, he runs away into the bush with an older gentleman who just wants to be rid of Ricky. But Ricky persists, and this funny and heartwarming story show Ricky and the older gentleman growing through challenges as they become hunted all over New Zealand. So this will be something that you might not have heard of and that I think you would enjoy. Another one is Tortilla Soup. This is the story of a widowed Mexican-American chef who loves preparing gourmet meals for his three daughters. It's a story of food, family, and love. It features Hector Elizondo and Raquel Welch. And then finally, The Terminal, starring Tom Hanks. This one, Tom Hanks acts the character of Victor Navorsky, a man whose passport becomes invalid as soon as he arrives in the United States, and that was due to an invasion of his home country. Victor is stranded at the airport with an evil customs official continually hounding him, but Victor finds creative and often humorous ways to support himself in the airport, getting the last laugh and finally going home in this heartwarming story. And then these DVDs are available at Alfred Dickey Public Library.
Great recommendations. Joe Rector, again, giving us our December update with the James River Valley Library System. Joe, there's always, as we said at the beginning, lots to keep track of, but there's numerous ways they can reach out if they have any questions about what we talked about today.
You bet. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram at James River Valley Library. Then our phone number at Alfred Dickey is 252-2990, and Stutzman County is 252-1531.
All right, very good. So, Joe, anything else as we head into 2022 together, or anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes. Keep your ears open and keep checking Facebook, because we're going to do some binge bags in January, and this will be done through the Stutzman County Library. And what it will be is books, videos, treats put together on different themes. We may even put in puzzles and games from the Library of Things. So it'll be a great thing for people to do on those cold winter nights.
That sounds like a blast. We'll look forward to that. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk.
All right. Thank you, Warren.